All right.
Di, you go ahead.
Yeah.
Keep going with our shows about tonight because it was your idea. Okay. So,
it was questions that you had from people about timing, because you always have people calling you for psychic readings and they want to know when, and it's really impossible usually for someone who's clairvoyant to give somebody exact time, because our time is not relevant on the other side. You know, it's just a moment, what seems
right.
to us to be forever. And so so we're doing the show on divine timing. And so sometimes, obviously, things don't happen when we want them to, but they happen in divine and perfect timing. And, of course, as mortals, we think it's not perfect at all, because we're going through all this pain and tragedy and hardship, and we hate it, and we're going, when will this happen? And you get that all the time. You have people all the time saying, you know, when am I going to win the lottery? When am I going to get the job of my dreams? When am I going to get the man of my dreams or the woman of my dreams? And so, you know, I know you get seasons a lot. You'll get a season and you'll
right.
tell me, I see this happening in the winter. And, you know, like everybody else, I think, oh, it's this winter. And then it turns out to be next winter or 8 winters from now.
Right.
But I thought this was a perfect when you started talking about some of the questions you had asked, because just like 3 days ago, I was looking for an old document I had on my email, and I ran across notes I'd taken from a reading that you did for me back in 2009. And so it's been 8 years since then. And at the time, of course, you know, I loved everything you were saying, and it just sounded like a fairy tale. And I put it away, and yeah, I always save them. I always save the notes I've taken from you. But I forgot about it then. And I ran across them and I started reading, and I was like, oh my God, everything has happened except for one thing, but that's going to happen. I'm going to make it happen.
I know what you're talking about too, by the way. I think I do. So
anyway, yes, you did. And yeah. I'm going to share with the listeners. You did a reading. At the time, I had met Scott, and we were just early dating. I mean, it was early into it. And
was it a month or a year? Month or years? Or
it was in June, so we met in January. So it was 5 months. So we've been dating 5 months. And but I was, you know, crazy about him. And we were just talking on the phone. We were just shooting the shit one day, and you said, Mikey's coming to me. My son is dead, and Mikey came to you, and you said, he's telling me that this is you're with the right man. This is your twin flame. It's your soulmate. It's the one you're supposed to be with, but it's a long road. And you told me it's kind of a long and winding road, and there's bumps and breaks and turns in the road and blah, blah, blah. But you know, and I'm listening to this, and you said, but he's showing me that you're going to end up together, and he's showing me a house in the mountains. And I was in Oklahoma at the time, and one, you know, hadn't even thought of moving back to Colorado. And he said, he's showing me a house on a mountain, and there's snow out, so I knew it had to be Colorado. And you said, he's showing me a long winding road that goes up this mountain to this house, and you're together in it. And you said, now who is the man in the military uniform? He's connected to Scott. And I said, oh, that must be his dad, because I knew his dad had been in the military. And I said, but I always thought he would show you like in a baseball uniform, because he was like Mr. Baseball in this town that they lived in. And you said, well, he's presenting himself to me in a military uniform. And he's telling me, you have to be patient, patient, patient in capital letters. And you said, Scott is, his dad said that Scott and I are both learning the same lessons, and we're taking some different routes to do it, but we've both had one major lesson in our life that we're both having to work on. And that didn't make sense to me at the time. I was honestly, I clueless, hadn't really done a lot of self-examination at that point. And he said, I had to be patient, patient, patient. And you said, nah. You said his mom is coming in now, and she's showing me that she's handing you her wedding dress. And you said that doesn't mean it's a necessary wedding, like you don't have to get married, but she's basically saying she's giving you her blessing and she feels this is the right union. And then you paused and you said she's like literally giving you, handing you her wedding dress. And then you said his sister was coming in. His sister also had passed away. And she is telling me that she's worried about Scott for some of the same reasons he worried about her when she was in life. And so fast forward 8 years, we were not together for most of that time. And he's in the mountains with me and our driveway. In fact, he just took a video of us driving up this driveway. It's this long-ass driveway up the mountain. It's snowing. And when we were moving him, he was just pitching stuff. He was throwing stuff away. And I was rescuing stuff that I thought was sentimental. So I was trying to find stuff before he threw it away. And I opened a closet upstairs, and there was an old box in there. And I opened it up, and it was a wedding dress. And I looked on the box, and I had to put my reading glasses on, and it said wedding dress. And I knew it had to be his mom. And I brought it down, and I said, I think that I found your mom's wedding dress. And he said, no, that's got to be my sister's. And then when he looked at it, he said, no, that's my mom's. And I wanted to crack up because I remember you said, like, she's literally handed, like, here's the wedding dress. That doesn't mean you're getting married. You know, that just means she was basically, you know, giving us our blessing. So then we, on the drive back from Oklahoma, and I had never known this before, we stopped at a McDonald's, and there was this picture of a Ronald McDonald House in Kansas. And he said, I stayed there when my sister had surgery on her pancreas. And Scott had to be hospitalized with pancreatitis this summer. So it was like, you know, I had totally forgotten that part. And I you tell me things and I write them down and I put them away and I find these notes all over the place. Like when I'm cleaning out my dresser drawer, I'll find these old notes where you've told me things. And the only thing, the one thing I forgot to add too that made me totally fall in love with his dad. He said, Scott is going to be the man he always wanted to be. And I absolutely loved the way he worded that to you, because he wasn't saying Scott's going to be the man that I always wanted him to be. He's saying Scott is going to be the man that Scott always wanted to be. And I thought, how awesome is that? Because parents, even I'm sure parents on the other side, you know, we're always getting up personal things. Like, I want you to be like me. I want you to do what I want you to do. So I really love that. Anyway, so that, you know, look, when you told me those things 8 years ago, of course, I'm thinking, oh, this is it.
Right.
This
and that, me too. I remember.
You know, we're going to move in together and live happily ever after right now. And so, you know, we were apart from us that time. And like I said, the part where you said we were both having to learn the same lesson and the road had twists and turns, we had the same lesson to learn, major self-worth lesson, but we needed to be with other people to learn that lesson. And that's something that, of course, I didn't realize at the time. So, you know, long story short, I got my happily ever after, and you were right about everything. And there, like I said, there's one thing left that is not true yet, but I'm going to make it true. And that is that you saw us working together on a book project, and you saw us doing like about this book. And I've gotten that message myself since, oh my gosh, it's been like 10 years when I really started getting messages that I'm supposed to do something with the man that I'm committed to. You know, and back when I started getting these things, I wasn't committed to anybody. And I was like, why am I seeing these things where I'm like speaking with a man and I could see we were talking about a book, you know. Anyway, so for anybody who has had a reading with you or any other clairvoyant who's good, you know, obviously there's frauds out there, but there's also really good ones, really good mediums who do connect with people on the other side. And, you know, people have this time frame in their mind. We have this time, you know, we assume when you say, oh, it's going to be in a little while, it's going to be like a month from now. Well, it may be 10 years from now, because on the other side, that's a little while.
Right. Yeah. Time's eternity on the other side. So that's true. There is no such thing as past, present, or future. There's only now. So let me ask you this, because divine timing, and I get it, it's very frustrating, you know, when I'm talking to people, Tori, it's not happened yet. Well, you know, 8 years later, it happened for you, although you weren't sitting, sitting around twiddling your thumbs, you know, and I know you went through a lot of stuff and a lot of growth. And so my question, or maybe a statement would be, is to you is, okay, so you had to wait. Okay, but do you feel like that if you'd have grown any faster, you know, or done things faster, do you think that it would, you would have had to wait 8 years? Maybe it could have happened in 1 month or 1 year. What's your thoughts on that?
True.
Because sometimes I feel like that you got to wait because you got to grow. And the faster you grow, the faster you can get it. Maybe? What do you feel?
I totally agree with you. I think we can, with anything, we can speed things up or we can slow it down depending on our own behavior. But the thing is with relationships or with a job, if anything, when you're when the ultimate goal is also dependent on other people, they're also on their own time frame. So you may be going through ultimate growth, you know, at the speed of sound, and you're ready for whatever it is that you're wanting. But if there's other people that need to also connect with you up to the at this goal point, they may not be going through the same rate of change that you are. And so, yeah, you're at the mercy. But I really believe that there's some things that are predestined and some things that are free will. And I think when you get readings, a lot of times you're seeing things that maybe are fated, like are predestined. But yet there's a lot of free will crap in the middle where we're going to go through and we're going to make choices. And, you know, and you can always change it. When I say predestined, that doesn't mean it's sealed in cement. I mean, I think there's some things carved in stone. I think death is carved in stone pretty much. I've read some people think that you have up to three times in your life where you can choose to check out. But I really feel like your approximate age of death is pretty well determined when you before you're born. Like I think my son was meant to die around the time that he died. And so it's like if they don't go one way, they're going to go another way. So I think there's some things that really are carved in stone, but a lot of things are not. But I really believe when you've had an agreement that, yes, at some point we're going to meet up and do something, you know, together with another person, that will happen. But it's going to be either sooner or later, depending on what both of you are focusing on. And it's not the goal that you should be focusing on. It's your own growth. You know, and I shouldn't have been saying, oh, I want this relationship with this man in the, you know, the mountains. I should have just been saying, I need to become as good of a person as I can be before I will be allowed to have this person in my life, because they're going to be as good as they can be. And I think that's where people get hung up with the relationship stuff. They're like, I want that now.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Oh, well. Let me ask you a question. So what you're saying to me is, and this is, I agree with you, you're saying, and by the way, we've got somebody on hold, so we're going to call them in just a second, but if that's okay. But you're saying to me that you've got to be the best version of yourself, right? And people don't get that, right? I did all this work. Where's the girl? Where's the guy? Where's the job, right? So what do you, I mean, I get that all the time. I get, we've got a caller now, she's a love, that she told me, because, Tori, you're probably on crack. I go a lot. Things are getting me. So that's funny, right? So I'm asking you, Di, you're saying that it's not about getting the guy, getting the girl. It's about having the best growth. And it's the same thing that has kept you from the relationship or the job of your dreams keeps happening and happening, and you're the only constant, then it's you that you got to work on, right? I try telling that to people. I try to tell that to myself. Like, darn it, I'll go, let me look at it deeper within me. And I know you do the same thing, right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen you so exquisitely happy that you are right now. I mean, I've never seen that within you like you are today.
I know,
it's amazing. It's really amazing.
Yes.
So you got to...
It makes you sick.
I know. I mean, Susie, but I love it, okay? And by the way, you're putting your Christmas tree up tomorrow because you're so happy. I love that. She's up to Colorado in the mountains on a windy, dindy road. So I want to be really clear with that. You were saying to me instead of asking for the guy, the girl, the job, let me be the best version of me that I can possibly be, which means believing in what you think about, you bring about all those things that we talk about, we teach, right? That's what you're saying. Is that
right.
What you feel?
Right.
Okay. Okay. And
when
the,
you,
go,
yeah, when you're focused on achieving your best person, the best person that you can be, the best soul that you can be, when you're really working on yourself, you'll notice yourself to stop losing that other person as a main goal or a job or whatever it is that you're wanting. That starts not becoming such a goal, because when you really start doing a lot of self-analyzation and really self-work, and it's hard and it's ugly and it's tough and painful, but when you really start looking at yourself and looking at your own motivation, you know, like you always say, looking at the whys. Why do I do this? Why do I react this way? Why am I drawn to this situation? Why am I drawn to these kind of people? When you start really digging into your own junk and uncovering all the layers of crap that you've built up, yourself becomes your focus. And I don't mean that you're self-centered, but in a way you are for a while. You know, I was alone for a long time. When I was just working on myself, I was meditating a lot. I was doing angel cards readings on myself. I mean, I was really going outside of myself for help to become the best person I could be. And then it became less about anybody or less about having a relationship. You know, it was like, okay, I'm going to be alone. I'll be alone, but I'm going to be happy alone. I'm going to be happy with myself. And that's when you really start feeling happy with yourself and you're not clinging on to the hope of drawing somebody into your life. That's when they come. You know, that's when they come into your life, Jen, when you're not reaching and clinging. Yeah.
Right. I'm going to say the same thing with money, right? My challenge, and we're going to call Amy in a couple minutes, and I'm glad you're here because this is Amy G. But before we do that, money has always been a challenge for me, right? Like I worry about it all the time. I know a lot of people do. But I go, there's got to be a better way for me to be. So I say, God, angels, you know, send a master, show me about this. And boy, some of the things I got in, and people go, well, is it a yes or no answer? No, it's not. Sometimes it's about listening to what's really being said. Because I said to my angels, you know, nobody's shown me anything here. There's nothing that I'm learning here. And I go, why is this taking so long? And I'm going to tell you what I got. Oh, man, it was so powerful. And the thing that I got was, if you really focus on, you know, your outcome, what you're looking to create, and also, you know, what you're looking to create, and also why you're looking to create that, right? And then the action that you're going to do to create it. And if that action doesn't work, then you try a different approach. If that, you know, and so on and so on. So I know for sure what my outcome is, you know, and I'm choosing, you know, to help people, you know, serve people. And what action am I taking to get that, you know, and I've talked to you about it. But what's happened is I have literally turned that around, and you are the one that really helped me with that too. Because you go, three, you need to quit worrying about the money and worry about the why. And I go, yeah, you're right. And so it's turned around for me. So, but it took me literally, gosh, it took time for me to do that, right? And And I could have done it faster, sooner or later, you know, and I'm still learning. It's a journey, and you and I both know that. So, anyway, let's bring Amy on.
It's valuing yourself. You know, that's what I always tell you. It's like, you've got to put a price, not a price tag on yourself, but you've got to say, hey, I'm worthy of, you know, just as much as this person is, that I know I do a better job than. And so it's really finding your own self-worth, whether it's just your value as a person, or if you do have to put a monetary tag on a service that you provide. You know, I mean, it's all about saying, hey, I know I have value, and I'm not going to let people take advantage of me. And that's such a big lesson. And then, like, I mean, as Scott and I have had a lot of conversations about, it's like, why did your boy have to be in our 50s before we finally, you know, finally got it right? But I think it is such a journey in life where, you know, very few people are blessed with that total happiness when they're 21 years old. You know, I think you undergo changes and you undergo a lot of growth, and you undergo a lot more growth when you are seeking to grow, because there's other people who they're obtuse. They have no desire to become better human beings. They don't even think about that.
you know, they think about, what am I going to eat for breakfast? You know, where am I going to go after work? That's all they do is just think about the daily crap. And I think a lot of people, they go through life and they just don't ever grow up as souls. You know, they may collect stuff. They may get a bigger house and a promotion or whatever, but they don't ever really self-reflect. And I think at the end of the road, that's what's important, that you've grown your own soul. You've used this opportunity that we have in this physical existence to become as great of a spiritual being as you can, and not just collecting stuff, you know. So, but that's
yeah, fine. I agree. That's great. But let's bring Amy on, because I know she's going through some challenges.
Yeah.
And Amy, are you there? I know Donna's bringing her on, so I just know when you're here. Maybe she was waiting. We talked too long and didn't bring her on. So that would be you and
I. Said, I'm done. I'm bored and I'm hanging up. I'm not waiting.
I'm not waiting. I don't like waiting. I have zero patience, and I go, I'm there with you, right?
She's not into the divine timing.
Yes. Who is?
It wasn't divine timing for her.
I told the angel, this is about a month ago. I said, really, what are you guys doing? Just sitting up there on a cloud playing your harp? You know what I mean? I'm suffering down here. I need to figure things out. Well, you know, you work on yourself and it always comes, right? So, I think that. But so let me ask you this question, and I want to hear your take on it. I've got a girl, and she's a woman. She may be listening to them. I hope she is. And she has waited forever for a guy, okay? But I don't think she waits. She's continually reaching. And I told her, I said, you're reaching. And I said, you got to stop reaching. And so she misunderstood that. Reaching to her meant, you know, and just relax and wait for him to come, you know? And she goes, I've done all this work, and where is he? And I go, well, you know, one of the things that she said, she goes, last night I couldn't wait to feel his arms around me. And so I'm listening to her say, you know, what you're doing is you're waiting to feel his arms around you. And so you're saying, I don't have it. I can't wait to have it. I don't have it yet. No. And I can't wait to have it. And I feel like that those, I go, how many times have you said that? She says to me, well, 1,000. And and she goes, a gazillion. And I said, since I've known you, and I've known her for years, you know, we were friends back in, you know, I lived down in Miami before I went to California. And she said, I said, ever since I've known you, you've been waiting for that guy or stretching for him and saying you don't have him. So what you think about, you bring about, what are your thoughts on that? What's your take on that? Because you and I have talked about that a long time in many different conversations, because I really struggled to change that within myself. You know what I mean? So what do you think about it? How does that affect a person with the outcome that they're looking for with a relationship or a job? But let's go with the relationship, because most people are really looking for that, especially this time of year, you know, that we're going
to. I know, exactly. Which is why we needed to do a relationship show, because we haven't done that so much in a while. But I totally agree, and we've talked so much about that. And, it, you know, the law of attraction or whatever people choose to call it, it's you know, they always say, oh, you attract what you put out. And so I understand, like, your client saying, well, I'm working on myself. I've done the best me I can be, and I'm doing positive affirmations, and I'm just picturing his arms around me. You know, there's a difference between picturing yourself being happy and content, giving love to somebody else. There's a difference between that and feeling I need someone's arms around me for me to be happy. And that's where people get hung up. It's like to feel happy and content and giving your own self a hug and saying, you know, it would be nice if I fall in love with someone and I can give them a hug too, just like I'm hugging myself. That's a different, you're coming from a different place than when you're saying, I'm here, I'm waiting, I'm ready, and I'm reaching and trying to grab a hold of this person who will make me feel whole and complete. So you just have to feel whole and complete unto yourself before you're going to get this other person in your life that really brings a lot of joy to you. And I know that's the hardest thing when you're in love with someone, to not just constantly be mentally reaching for them. You may not even be calling them or trying to, you know, see them or text them or whatever, but you may be just
thinking about them and wanting to be with them all the time. And I really believe that, that thoughts carry energy and people feel energy. And it doesn't matter if you're 2,000 miles away. If I'm sitting there just like the clinging vine wishing God would call me, he's not, he's going to feel that and he's not going to want to call me because it's like, you know, it's like the claws are out, you know, coming to grab you and suffocate. And you, you know, you feel that. You can feel someone's energy suffocating you. I mean, I've felt
it
before.
You can. You know,
yes, absolutely. And they're not even there. And you feel their energy
here,
is just like trying to suck you back in.
I hear you. Amy's here, so let's bring her on, okay? Because she's got a cool story. Okay. Okay, Amy G., are you there?
Yes, hi. I could hear y'all, but I guess there was something. I'm here. Yay.
Okay, we're glad you're here. Guys, you remember Amy? She's got a very similar story to yours, by the way. She's,
Tell us her story.
Tell us your story, Amy. And I always call her Meg. So tell us what, and you've got a question. I know you do.
Yeah.
All right. So I've got 8 years.
My story, so, I think the last time that we talked, it was just more of like and you're right. I agree with everything y'all say as far as, you know, evolving and the journey. And it's true. You know, I mean, I'm like with you. I'm like, God, why does it take so long? And, you know, I don't know. I always just use the, sometimes I want to stay on the merry-go-round, even though I know all the bolts are missing. And myself, it's still not right.
Sounds like past relationships I've been in. No, I'm kidding. So anyway,
right. And although Therese over here going like, you know, this is going to happen, or just, you know, if you just do what I say, this is going to happen. I'm like, okay, you either need to get off the crack or start sharing it because I'm just over it.
She's been waiting for a guy. How long have you been waiting for your sweetheart?
7 years ago that we met, but then there was the one guy that I thought was going to be my forever guy. And then it was just so crazy that I drove myself crazy all of last December, January, and February. He returns, and the irony of the story, it's even seven, so I have this magical number of seven. 7 months later, I'm the one who ends up breaking up with him when December, January, and February, I was, like, devastated, not thinking he would ever come back because he was the one and all of this. And then it's like what you just even said, Di, is just, like, really remaining true to yourself, and that's really hard. But then what I'm struggling with now is, yes, manifesting. Tari is still working with me, and I know I'm like the hardest nut ever, but it's, I get the whole divine timing, professing out there and visualizing it, dreaming about it, you know, doing your part of, okay, but then it's the battle of when you've had to do all this work for so long, there was a part of me on my journey of, you got to let go of what is not real.
Oh, absolutely.
So now
I
find myself coming back to holding on to things that aren't quite in existence.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the fairy tale versus the reality again. You know, when before it's like I had to overcome of, okay, look, that's what I want. It's not happening. Get over it. And this is what is. So it's that balance.
Can I say this though to Amy really quickly? Because I told her this, and I'll tell anybody this. Whatever you run from, this is going to hurt me, so I need to escape it. Well, everywhere you go, you're going to see that part of yourself. It's just the way it is.
Right.
And because you got to learn that lesson to trust, have patience, have faith, you know, all that self-worth, believing in yourself, believing in a relationship, most of the time I see people getting in a relationship and they don't even believe in a relationship because it's going to hurt them. And so they're always pulling back. So what's your thoughts on that, Di, about, you know, her manifesting the guy of her dreams who is, you know, they've got 7 years ago, she had him. And I kept asking her with Amy before, I kept asking her, I said, well, what about this person? Well, he's just not showing up at my door. I was like, okay, well, you settled. That's what
I'd be like, God. I mean, yes, it was every turn. She's like, what about Mark? And I'm like, oh, my God, Tari. I mean, at some point, we got to just let this guy go. He is not banging on my door. He's not calling me. Mm-hmm. He is nowhere across my path. I don't see his name, nothing. You know, it was just, And she just always would be like, well, what do you think about this? And I'm like, I mean, it doesn't matter what I think. It's, the reality is, this is who I'm with. This is what's happening. And he's nowhere around, not even in the same county.
What do you think, Di? I want to hear what
she
said. Take on it.
Well, I feel like there was a lesson here of sometimes you're wanting somebody, and then when you get them back, you realize I'm not really that in love with them. It was almost like, because I've had that, you know, it's an ego thing. It's like my ego's hurt, and I think I want this person back, and then they come back, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't want this person. This is why it didn't work out in the first place. But it was my ego that was hurting. You know, my ego was hurting. I wanted them to want me. I mean, that sounds so immature, but I'm honest. You know, I'm honest. Everybody does that. It's like, especially if somebody walks away from you, your ego hurts, and then you want them back because it makes your ego feel good. But then if you get them back, you know, and in the meantime, you've spent all this time waiting, wanting them when some other decent people may have been showing up that you might have had something with, you know, because I'm speaking in my own, you know, my own crap here. It's like that happens with people. It's like you're it's like the one that got away, and you're obsessing on the one that got away. And so when Mr. Right or Mrs. Right pops up, you're not even looking at them and or giving them really a chance because you still feel like I want that one back. And then often that one comes back and you realize I'm not that crazy about them. And then you're the one who walks away. But when you do, then you're freed up. You're finally freed up because this whole time your head, was, you thought it was your heart, but it was really your head that was locked into that one person that was really Mr. Wrong.
Really?
And when your head finally lets that go, then your heart's open. And then you start, and then you are open. And I didn't you, it was a pretty recent breakup, wasn't it?
Yes.
Was that last one?
Yeah.
So, I mean, not that much time has elapsed. See, I'm one who, I'm so weird. I always need at least a year. I need at least a year in between people because I don't know what it is with me. It's almost like I have to go through the change of seasons. I need to go through every major holiday alone so that that's my normal. So that I'm my normal is alone. And so when Mr. Right comes then, you know, which he finally came 8 years later, but I don't have, I'm not looking at him going, oh, you know, 2 months ago I was with this other Yahoo, or, you know, oh, last Christmas I remember, you know, last Christmas I was alone, you know. So I feel like, you know, you really need some time. And I know most people disagree with me. Most people don't think you need that much time. I think people really need, if it's been a long-term relationship, I think you need to give it a year before you're really done with that person. I mean, and I mean done to the point where you don't really even think about them. I mean, they may cross your mind when somebody asks you, oh, have you talked to so-and-so lately? But you're not constantly perseverating on them. I think it just does take time. And that's, once again, we hate that. We hate giving stuff time. But time really does, it really, like Scott always used to tell me,
and it,
time is
your
friend.
Right. No, you're right.
But time is fine. It is your friend. It really is. So,
well, I mean,
so
it was 5 years.
Yeah.
Before or a good 4 years.
I'm
going
to tell you
the guy that
right
came
now,
back
about,
that time lapse. So it was 4 years. Yeah. It was
four years
that Mark and I.
Hold on, guys. I'm going to say this. Amy, she's talking about the one that you just left, you know, where you were waiting for him in January, February, January, February.
Right.
Yeah, you're talking. She's talking about the one, you know, that I was talking to you about. I go, well, what? Not the one I was talking to you about, but. What about this
Jared
person
that you guys?
Yeah, Jared. Okay,
yeah.
We'll
say his name.
Sorry. Yeah. So
we'll call him Jared since that's his real name.
Yeah. Okay. But Mark, let me tell you something. You want to know when it fell apart with Jared? When Mark and her, that they have family, that the kids are very good friends. Amy has been like a mom to his children, and because they don't have a mom. But when they went out to dinner, and he was out of town, Jared was out of town. Mark and her. And her children went out for her daughter's birthday because that was something that they do or could do. Then Jared found out about it. It was never the same after that. Do you remember? Jared even said so.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that, Amy?
Mm-hmm.
The whole time I thought we were secure and being like, oh, my God, it's no big deal. I mean, I was very open about who Mark was and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really...
Well, that's an energy
like I said,
that they can
I get the whole timing thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. But
no,
what do you
was
feel
talking.
As,
yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, guys, Di, what do you feel? Do you feel like that her and Mark will be together?
I really do. I feel like, but with Jared, he can feel, they feel that other man's energy. They do. And you may not even notice it, but they feel it. You know, they can tell when somebody is, when there's a ghost between you. They can. They can tell when there's a ghost in the room with you. And I don't mean of a dead person. I mean of somebody
right.
who you're really connected to more than you'll ever be connected to them. And they feel that. And so even though you're going, what's the big deal? I don't know why he's so upset. He felt that threat that really is there. You know, even if you're saying, no, I feel really with you.
But I was
heart,
denying.
Never, right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
yeah he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did. And I told her that, right? I kept telling her that, right?
Well, you kept asking, what about, and even before Jared came back, what about this? And I'm just like, he's not. And that's where I'm like, okay, so he had to come back in for me to really be honest with that emotion.
Right. That exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
Like,
with time,
have
like,
to come back in. Yeah.
Right. And like, it took me, like I said, a good 3-4 years to, I had to go through a lot of seasons just to finally let go of Mark. And then that's when somebody else came, and I was like, he's not the one. Nope, not the one. And then Jared came in, and it was just more of, and then all of a sudden he vanished, and then it's like he came back. And, then all of a sudden it's like, all of a sudden Mark and I are functioning like a family, co-parenting, and just like, okay, this is way weird out of the blue. And, I guess there was always undeniably a feeling down below, but I've just had to learn how to, I let go of it. I was like, this is not anything
right.
that's ever going to come to fruition. This is as good as it gets, and we can do this for the kids and be amicable and happy. And, it's just like I processed it like a divorce, regardless if I
right.
let him back or not. He's moved on. He divorced me, and it didn't matter if I wanted him to stay. It's like
mm-hmm.
that was my mindset.
Well,
but,
and that's the healthy
yes,
thing. That's what you have to do. Absolutely. You're right, because if you hadn't done that, you wouldn't have had a reconnection. And I totally believe that because, Scott and I hadn't let each other go, we would not be reconnected. I think you do have to let someone go, even if they're the right one. In your head, you have to go, okay, it's just not our time now. And I would never say things are permanent. I would never say it'll never work out. You just say, okay, it's not our time right now. We're going to go our separate ways. And you really do need to focus on, and which you did, and I'm just saying this for other listeners. I don't want people to think, oh, okay, I'm sure this is the right person, so I'm just going to sit and wait for him, That's the whole
right.
point is that you have to just push that aside and go, I'm going to live my life, and I'm going to be open
right.
to this or better. That's what I always like to say. I'm going to have this or better. So that's
well,
what
right.
I used to say to myself. I'm going to have Scott or better.
right.
But there
exactly.
is no better.
Well, and it's sort of kind of the same thing. It's like I reached out to Tari again in January, and then it's just more of like, okay, I'm going to start traveling. It's how I can rejuvenate myself. It's how I heal. It's also like getting away outside of this energy that's, here or whatever, when my kids are gone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did. It's like, okay, I'm going to start living. And I started booking trips, and it's just like no sooner that I booked a trip for like mid-March is when Jay returned,
Mm-hmm.
It's just like,
yeah.
really? I've been sitting here this whole time, didn't plan a thing, and now you return on the same month that I'm about to get on a jet plane.
I want to ask you a question because I mean, you said this and we talked about it. There are lessons that need to be learned, okay, and there are
mm-hmm.
lessons that we teach, right? So what do you feel her
right.
lessons are? And anybody that gets a reading, if your person is not saying, this is what you need to learn, or this is the why that it's taking so long, or this is the why this person's been bought in your life, or these people have been bought in your life, or this job is, then you really need to check that out, because that is you need to know the why that this is happening. So what do you feel her lessons are? Okay, and I feel like I've talked to you about Miss Amy here, because, I want her to be happy, as I want everybody. I want to be happy, which I am, extremely happy. But tell me what you feel her lessons are.
It is being truth, being like living in truth, and it's truth with yourself, it's true, it's
like we think we're being honest with ourselves and sometimes we're not. We think we're being honest with our partners and sometimes we're not. And I think it's like getting that lesson of you're wonderful, you're beautiful, you're perfect by yourself, and you're in standing in truth by yourself. I think that's one of the big lessons, you know, and when you feel, okay, I'm there, I'm happy, I'm by myself, that's when the person comes in, you know, when you're standing in your own truth and you're like, this is me and I don't care who likes it and who doesn't. That's what, you know, because I was always like a people pleaser myself. And I would go along with stuff just because I wanted to make that other person feel comfortable. And sometimes I wasn't being totally myself. And I wasn't lying, but it's like my beliefs. You know, I have very strong spiritual beliefs, and they're not the conservative Christian beliefs. And I've stifled myself at times because if I've been with someone who was very, very, you know, devout conservative Christian, I just keep my mouth shut. And that's not me. I'm not somebody who keeps my mouth shut. I have, you know, I respect everyone's beliefs, but it's something that I like to talk about. I want to hear about somebody else's beliefs, but I'm not going to judge them, but I don't want to be judged myself. And so I haven't been true to myself, you know, so I didn't mean to sound like I was criticizing you. I mean, that's a lesson I've learned. I think we've all.
No, I mean, that's why even earlier.
Yeah.
Right. No,
well,
that's
talking about
like
living
I said,
in
like,
truth
here's
too,
Tariq
Amy.
Saying that same thing all the time and asking me about, you know, Mark, that it was so ironic that I'm sitting there going, I just woke up. I mean, after, you know, she hammered me one night, just, okay, I'm going to be hard on you, da-da-da-da. And it was just like, and all of a sudden it was like Monday morning I woke up and it was just like, yeah, I had to just be real. And that's
right,
the irony that I'm like, never saw this one coming. And yes, and then remembering the strength that I had within, because I would have, if she would have told me a week before that I was going to do, I would have literally been like, okay, you really got some good stuff. I mean, it wasn't that sudden. It was just more of, it was coming down the pipe, but I never would have thought that I would have been, say those, brave enough or courageous enough, or even at the point that I was like, just going to do it. And then, yes, I do feel like there was a gift, because in the midst of all that, I had not even spoken to Mark. No communication for 7 months. And
wow.
Then it was like short, like right, like two, no, it was like 2-3 days prior to that, right, Tree? That all of a sudden.
Yeah, it was.
Like just a brief phone call. And she was just like, so what do you think about it? I'm like, oh my God, it was nothing. I mean, we just talked about, blah, you know, it was nothing. It was just friend talk. But then
you guys were meant to be, because he shot when you started connecting and developing a relationship with the other dude. I'm going to just say with Jay, okay? Then Mark came to you and said, "I love you. I want you to be happy," right? And I was like, "Okay."
Yep.
And then this one over here is talking about truth and everything. That, you know, she's got a big flaming torch, and you have to be an idiot not to see it. Okay, so, you know, you love him. He loves you. So you guys.
Right. And then it was. It was like, how ironic that even, 2 weeks later? Yeah, because it was like around the 14th. So 2 weeks or 3 weeks later, that there was, it was like divine timing as far as serendipitous of that there was a moment that we were able to have dinner together, even out of town.
Yeah, that's good. But, Di, I'm going to share this with you because she's, this one right here, you know, Amy D, I love you with all my heart, but she doubts, I just don't believe it's free. I just have a hard time with that. I'm trying. You don't try, you just be. That's it. By the way, I told
Di. But it's scary. I mean, that's the scary part. That's like what Di was just talking about when I was listening earlier. It's just like, but that is what's so scary. It's just like you finally just go, okay, what's real is this is a purple T-shirt. You know, it's like I had to train myself to just go with Amy, what is real? Today, there's an orange envelope, there's a purple T-shirt, and a red purse. Okay, that's it. Everything outside of that is just a fairy tale and a fantasy. It doesn't exist. And that's almost like how I had to learn how and then just be by myself, you know? It was really easy. It's like there was this threshold of after being alone for 2 years and crying and having all my pity parties, then I got to the point where I'm like, man, like Tariq laughing about, you know, oh my God, Hallmark's coming on. Awesome. I don't have to get dressed. I don't have to do nothing. It was great. Turn off the lights. No one even knew I was home. You know, so then when I got asked out, it was just more of like, and I hope I can say this and I'll be nice, but it was just more of like, I would look at the person and then I'd be like, I don't even want to have sex with him. So, yeah, no, I don't want to go to dinner. I don't want to sit across from you. I don't want to spend an hour because I just do stay home and watch a Hallmark movie. My time is really valuable. I got to love myself that much.
Exactly.
Okay, you're funny with this thing. Die, understand. What were you going to say?
Yes, I would go. I would rather stay home by myself than sit across the table with somebody who just bores the pants off of me or who I just have no connection with.
It was like wasting my time, and I finally realized my time was precious.
I know. Guys, it's like I wasted mascara on this person.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. No,
I love you guys. We're going to have to end this show in a few minutes. So, you guys have been wonderful communicating back and forth. I'm going to share this. I think any relationship will work out. But my guy said the sweetest thing the other day. He says, as long as the ugliness in a person or the beauty in a person in the relationship with man and woman that are together is bigger or better than the ugliness, because we see the ugliness in each other when in a relationship, it will work. And you guys can come back together. Isn't that a great line? I just love that.
I know.
I love him, and I'm not in relationships. I've been out of relationship more than I've been in a relationship. That's so sad, but it worked. So, but, you know, when you least expect it, the most wonderful things happen. Don't you guys think? You look at you, die.
And it did happen, and Tree even pegged it. But I'm still, like, over here.
Yeah, Tree's on crack, that's what she's saying. Mm-hmm. Getting down. Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
It's just scary.
I know it is. But you're going to get your guy, and you're going to be happy with him. And listen, and, you know, Jay understood that, and he knew it on a level that Di was talking about. They feel
on a soul
they
level.
It. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on a soul level.
Right.
Yeah, they do. And he could never understand because he kept continuously bringing that up with me. I was like, well, okay. But it took us to do what you did. You ended a relationship. And I always think you never leave somebody for somebody. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
And that relationship is doomed. So you left on your own terms, Amy, and you left because you knew it was the right thing to do, you know, for yourself, for your children, for him and his kids and his family. So good for you.
And it was.
Yeah, you know, you got a great story, so we want to hear about it. When Di and I love cake. We love wedding cake, right, Di? So we want to go to the wedding.
Yeah.
Bring her to the wedding. Yeah, bring her to the wedding. Yeah, free of her addiction.
Okay. Yeah, exactly, right. I told her she needed to have chocolate wedding cake.
And I'll have a big sign. Tree was right.
Yeah, there you go.
And that doesn't mean it's a literal wedding.
Yeah, well, she wants a literal one. She wants to be married, you know.
I do, yeah.
Right?
By the time I die.
Yeah. No, I want to sooner rather than later, because if the guy can marry somebody else, he can marry me. Right, ladies? Okay, that's all I'm saying. All right. And Di will tell you, I've never wanted to get married. I do now.
I know. Exactly.
Yeah. So what were you going to ask, Amy? Because we're going to go in a second. But I love Di. She's the best. And she's telling the story and everything like that, but she went through some challenges within herself. My goodness. And I look at her now. She's deliriously happily. Deliriously happy. Really, she is. Okay.
I am.
Nauseatingly happy. Okay.
It is. It's nauseating.
It is. But I appreciate it. Okay. And I love it. Okay. So, because it's good to see you happy and enjoying your life. Hey, nothing like it. All right. Well, ladies, you guys, we're putting up some stuff on Dear Angels. If you got a question or anything, you can submit it there. Dear Angels on Facebook, facebook.com/Dear Angels. Angel Coaches, we put some new videos up there. There's an angel that I just did a video about that will help you manifest a great celebration for your holiday season, whatever you celebrate. But we all usually celebrate Thanksgiving and receiving more. I mean, I think that if we can receive more love, more money, more joy, be more thin, lean, that's a great way to start the holiday season. So anyway, go to facebook.com/angelcoaches. Tree Abbott Angel Coach or Dear Angels, and you get to see our videos and our things. I'm going to put a diet that I used and lost quite a bit of weight with, and it works. And it was about 4 weeks until
Christmas, or 6 weeks until Christmas, I think. So wouldn't it be great to lose a few pounds before Christmas? And you sit down and can eat it and gain it all back. It's all good. Anyway, you guys take care. We will see you the week. I see Thanksgiving is what, week after next, right? So we're going to be doing our call or show on the Tuesday, the 21st, I think. So the following, not next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after that. So you guys have a wonderful now, and we will see you soon. Bye, everybody. Bye.